do, ladies and gentlemen. This is Don Wilson. Well, Hollywood is on the air in a show of shows starring Jack Benny. And here he is, that man mountain of miraculous muscle, that behemoth of brain, that powerhouse of personality, all dressed up in a cowboy suit, Jack Benny.
How do I look?
You look swell, Jack. Right in the mood to bring us a radio preview of that great new epic of the wide open spaces, the picture that millions of people demanded be made, Buck Benny Rides Again, produced and directed by Mark Sandridge, the director of Man About Town. It's a great show, with a cast including Jack's own stars right from his Sunday evening radio show. Here's old Gravel Throat himself, Andy Devine.
Hiya, Buck!
And here's Jack's dusky man, Friday, who carries Jack's love messages to all of Jack's girls, Rochester.
I don't know how I do it. Butler, chauffeur, valet, cook, now I'm a carrier pigeon.
Poor Rochester. And he's still nursemaid to Carmichael. Whom you're going to see for the first time in Buck Benny Rides Again, with Phil Harris and Dennis Day and Jack's famous 1927 Maxwell. They're all in Buck Benny Rides Again with a gang of gorgeous, beautiful, delicious girls headed by Ellen Drew, Virginia Dale, Lillian Cornell, and those Muriel Abbott dancers. So just hang on as we start the radio preview of this show you've all been waiting for. The Western debut of that bouncing buckaroo of the Bronco Busters, Jack Buck Benny in Buck Benny Rides Again. The time, one summer day in New York, where it's sizzling enough to fry eggs on the sidewalk. Jack's on the last weeks of his radio show, and Rochester is on his last legs trying to keep Carmichael cool. That inseparable trio is in a New York hotel suite, and Jack has conveniently left the door unlocked so that we can walk right in and listen.
Carmichael, I ain't got all day to fool around with you. Don't talk back to me. Do as you're told. Doggone, sometimes I wish I was a coward. Let go of me! Remember, we got a non-aggression pact.
Is he still complaining about the H-E-A-T?
Spelling ain't gonna fool him. This is the honoriest and most temperamentalist.
He is not. It'd be all right if you'd stop picking on him.
What he needs is a vacation.
Rochester, I told you 1,000 times I'm not going on a vacation, neither is Carmichael.
He's on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Oh, he is. Well, he'll just have to get over it right here in New York. And incidentally, Rochester, I wish you'd stop writing in for all this literature. Look at my mail here, nothing but travel folders.
Here's a good one, boss. Hawaii, land of romance. Gorgeous flowers, perfume in the air. Can't you just smell them?
Yes, sniff, sniff.
Palm trees swaying in the ocean breeze. My, my.
Rochester, on your way back from Honolulu, would you mind answering the door?
Man can't even dream around here. Hello, Mr. Harris.
Hello, Rog. Hiya, Jackson. How's the boy?
Now, hello, Filthy.
Well, how about you? Changed your mind? You going out to Nevada with me?
Phil, I told you before, we're going to stay right here in New York.
But it's so torrid here.
Torrid?
Besides, it's hot.
Oh. Well, Phil, if a polar bear can stand it, a guy with no hair on his chest can.
You know, boss, I think Mr. Harris is right. We ought to go places and get away from all this tinsel and glitter.
Rochester, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, when butler butt in on boss, better have other job up sleeve. Catch on?
And just as Phil Harris hopes, Jack does change his mind when he meets Joan Cameron, played by Ellen Drew. Joan is one of three singing sisters trying to get a job on the radio. Jack, out driving his 1927 Maxwell, smashes into the taxi in which Joan is heading for the studio. Joan thinks, well, let's let her speak for herself.
There's one of his kind in front of every drugstore. When he was a little boy, I bet he used to cheat at post office.
I did not.
Jack thinks that Joan is wonderful. Jack smashes into her car again. Joan is sure that Jack is just another masher.
If you don't stop following me, I'm going to have you arrested.
Jack is positive that Joan is marvelous. But that's the way it is with romance. And so that night, we find Jack and Rochester in front of Joan's home.
Now, take that box of candy and this note up to Miss Joan Cameron, apartment E, immediately.
But boss, you ain't even acquainted with the young lady.
Well, of course I'm not acquainted with her. That's why I'm sending her this gift. I've offended her, and I want to apologize.
A little box of fudge. That ain't no apology.
It's a big box, and besides, it's very good candy.
It ought to be. I made it.
You made it. Listen, Rochester, who put the nuts in?
You did.
Well, that's more like it. Now, remember, if everything goes okay, you signal from that window and I'll come right up. Now, hurry up.
Okay.
So little carrier pigeon Rochester goes to work. Joan Cameron isn't home, but her dusky maid Josephine is, and Rochester falls in love.
Say, haven't I met you somewhere before? London, Paris, Harlem?
No, it couldn't have been me. We just got in from the West a few weeks ago.
How about you and me doing the town tonight?
Why, Mr. Van Jones, I hardly know you.
Well, that problem's being settled right now. Sure glad I delivered this package in person, Josephine.
I am too, Rochester. Why, Mr. Van Jones, you're blushing.
Come to think about it, you're sort of sweet. Strictly elite, not too bold, not too cold, but so shy. You're sort of sweet, so why you repeat? You kind of smart the way you capturing my heart with that line, you divine little girl. You kind of smart to make a fine art of you could say, how intriguing. Or you could say, how petite.
I could have Webster in the palm of my hand, but every time with me, dead pigeon.
You don't do bad, in fact, I might add, you're my type, and time's right to go by.
Why, Josephine, that's just what I mean by fine, fine.
Despite all the obstacles that Rochester throws in his way, Jack finally gets a date with Joan Cameron. But he has to take the other sisters along, too. And so we find ourselves at New York's most exclusive nightclub, where Phil Harris is waiting for Jack.
Good evening, Mr. Benny.
Good evening, Andre. Phil, these are the Cameron sisters. Mr. Harris.
Hello. Oh, Joan, I've got the most exciting news. Mr. Benny's been holding out on us. He's a regular Westerner. Why, he was born almost practically in Arizona. Spent his first 19 years on a horse.
Well, it was a small horse.
Why, the kids are born horsemen. Show me your bow legs, Jack.
Oh, not here, Phil.
And don't forget, he does play Buck Benny on the air.
Oh, I know that seems like a lot of nonsense, but underneath it all, that Buck Benny is the real me.
Say, Jack, did you tell the girls about your ranch?
My ranch?
It's in Nevada. We're going out there next week, eh, Jackson?
Well, I don't know about that, Phil.
Well, I can hardly wait till we get out there. Here's to the West.
To Buck Benny. Yippee!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special attraction this evening, the Cameron Sisters. A request performance for Mr. Jack Benny.
Good luck, kids.
Say it over and over again. Over and over again. Never stop saying your mind. Do you really mean it? Say it.
Oh, tell it.
Ever and ever so sweet.
Repeat it.
Ever and ever so sweet.
Just like an old Valentine.
Oh, it's too, too, too divine.
When you say I love you, the same old I love you, they whisper in stories and
plays.
You can change I love you, the same old I love you, to oh such a heavenly phrase.
So say it,
softly and gently and then,
over and over again.
Again, again.
Never stop saying you're mine.
Man, if you mean to be mine, just say it.
Maneuvers Jack out into the wide open spaces, and then the fun really starts when Fred Allen hears about it and the network feud breaks out anew.
No kidding, Portland. That's what they tell me. Jack Benny's going out west and rough it. Oh, rough it. Benny's idea of roughing it is to go 2 days without a manicure.
No kidding, Mary. Is Jack really going out west?
He sure is. I saw him in a store yesterday buying a 10-gallon hat, a six-shooter, and a side saddle.
Don't be so smart. It was a regular western saddle. Oh, boy, I can't wait until I get on it. Can't you just see me, Mary? I rush over to the hitching post, jump on that horse, and I'm off in a cloud of dust. What are you laughing at?
Come back. You forgot to untie the horse.
I'll lay 10 to 1 that Benny won't go out west. He may start out, but he'll only go west till he hits the first toll bridge.
That was the last number of the last broadcast in our current season. And I'm heading tonight for the wild and woolly west. Whoopee!
That's yippee.
Oh, that's right. Good night, folks.
While Jack is heading for the plains and deserts, let's listen to Dennis Day singing My Kind of Country, which Jack insists is his kind of country, too.
There lies my kind of country, round that last bend we're heading for. Old-timer, stay with me, and tonight we'll see my kind of country. Travel home, travel home. Maybe 5 more miles, maybe 10. May I ever breathe if I ever leave my kind of country again?
Yes, folks. This is my kind of country, away out west, right here. Here with a deer and the antelope, and the antelope, and the deer. There's a bird singing outside the bunkhouse when the western stars peep through.
Ah, you city slicker, bent over that ticker.
Shame, oh, shame on you.
You can keep your skyscrapers, your pencils and papers, if that's what you want, you dope. But I'll take the plains, the red blood in my veins, and the deer, and the antelope.
There's a bird singing outside the bunkhouse, sweetest I've ever heard.
So you can have all your tinsel and glitter. As for me, just give me the bird.
May I
how Buck Benny starts out west in Buck Benny Rides Again. Does he nearly die from thirst under the blazing sun in the barren desert? Is he almost scalped by savage redskins? Does he ride a man-killing untamed bronco to rescue a beautiful girl? Does he slug it out toe-to-toe with two of the west's most dangerous desperados? Does Buck Benny ride again? I'll say he does, in one of the most uproarious pictures ever made, Buck Benny Rides Again. You'll see it soon with Jack, Andy, Rochester, Phil, Dennis, Carmichael, Ellen Drew, Virginia Dale, Lillian Cornell, and a host of other stars. This radio preview of Buck Benny Rides Again was produced in the Paramount Studios in Hollywood. This is Don Wilson speaking.